Well, we're dropping a line in our local fishing holes and having a word to our upper hunter fishing expert, Nick Brunny. How are we doing, mate?
Excellent.
It's the way. There's a family bassing tournament on today and tomorrow.
Yeah, it sure is. The fishing at Lake St Clair has actually been quite good. Had a tournament out there a couple of weeks ago and the fish were biting pretty well. They were sort of schooled up at that 20-foot mark, getting them on blades and soft plastics. So again, today and tomorrow, that's where they should be. That's where we'll be targeting them and hopefully we can get onto them again.
Yeah, fair enough. So you've actually dropped a line in at St Clair recently?
I have. I was actually out there on Sunday and got blown off the dam. It blew about 30 knots and there was waves.
Ooh.
I got a couple of fish early and marked a couple of spots. They will be fishing for the family bassin and got out of there.
She must be looking pretty full at the moment.
Well, if you want to have a picnic at the picnic table, you need to take a wetsuit because the water is up to the top of the table. So the actual seats are underwater.
Wow, that is pretty full. What about Glenbourne? Have you been out that way recently?
I haven't been up there, but all reports are after that bit of a fish kill, it is fishing better again. There's been some more fresh water go into the lake and it's come up again. So, yes, it's fishing better than it was a month ago. So it's definitely worth a look. And as I say, it's fishing much better.
Yeah, that's what we were talking about a few weeks ago. Given the amount of excess water, it's now covered a lot of the greenery and then that's starting to affect the fish. You explained it much better than I.
Yeah, that's basically what happened. The vegetation died. That wind sort of rolled over that dead vegetation and took all the oxygen out of the water. But we have had those big winds, and so that bit of fresh water's come in. The fish have moved off that edge, obviously, where there isn't that much oxygen, and they've started to school up, so, as I say, in that 20-foot mark. So they're out there biting away merrily and should get a hold of them a few.
Nick, if anyone wants to find out more about the family bassing event today and tomorrow at St Clair, what do they do? Where do they go?
Jump straight on the Facebook page for Family Bassin with an N. There's no G on the end. You'll find all the details there. As I said before, it's a very social competition. You know, it's designed for mum, dads and kids to go out and have a fish, enjoy themselves. The people in Family Bassin will give you tips and hints. You know, they'll even give you the correct lure that the fish are biting on to help everyone out.
Very nice. And you don't have to get there too early to reserve a picnic table because they're underwater.
No, that's right. You won't be having a picnic there for some time.
All right. Hey, Nick, thank you very much for that. Good luck in the tournament this weekend, and we'll speak down the track about a bit more fishing.
We sure